The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm, and I'm thrilled to be joined by the Director of Media and Culture at Focus on the Family and also the Director of Plugged In. His name is Adam Holtz. Adam, how are you doing today, friend?
Brian, I'm great today. How are you doing?
Doing really good. And I know we've had John multiple times, but we can't assume people are always here. So
yeah.
Let's talk about Plugged In. Remind us exactly what Plugged In is as a ministry of Focus on the Family.
Yeah. Plugged In is Focus's media and entertainment discernment website. So we review tons of content. We're probably best known for our movie reviews. And our reviews are a little bit different than your average review in that we're not giving an artistic impression, but we're really trying to objectively capture all the content in a given movie. But we also do TV, video games, music, books, YouTube channels, all kinds of stuff. We want to be your one-stop shop for everything that's buzzworthy in popular culture. And specifically, we're aiming at parents. We want to give parents the tools they need.
Yeah.
To know what's happening with their kids. And then on a deeper level, we also focus on technology and we're focusing on the bigger worldview questions in terms of how entertainment affects us and how it affects our kids and how do we navigate this crazy world. So I would say that's a secondary objective of the website. But as you come and visit Plugged In over and over again, I think you'll begin to see how we're trying to help in that area too, Brian.
That's awesome. It's such a needed thing right now, right? Whether you've got kids who are young, kids who are teenagers, it's all of that. So let's start there, really big picture. To the parent, I've got teenagers at home. To the parent who just feels like they completely can't get their mind around anything and they just feel like there's all this danger out there, what's the word to the parent who's just like, I don't even know where to begin?
Well, I think the word, Brian, is engagement. And let me flesh out what that means. My kids are 13, 15, and 17. So I'm not coming at this from an ivory tower. I'm right in the weeds as well. And there are times that we feel overwhelmed. And I think that we can make two mistakes on either side of the spectrum. We can just throw our hands up in the air and say, well, it's just the way it is. I can't figure it out. And sort of, you know, really slip into that passive mindset. I think the other mistake is well-intentioned, but I don't think it will accomplish what we hope. And that is we totally crack down and become, you know, absolute control czars because we're fearful that if we don't do that, our kids are going to get, you know, in deep trouble somehow. And certainly I think that there is an appropriate and necessary place for us as parents to be aware of the stuff that's out there and to be protecting our kids, especially when, you know, when they're younger and a single keystroke can take you in a wrong direction. But I think the middle path, Brian, is I want to be engaged with my kids. I want to be in conversation with them so that, there are things I don't want them to see. It's not that I'm laissez-faire about the threats that are out there.
Right.
But also my bigger desire, our bigger desire, is that you're in relationship with your kids, that they can trust you, and that you have an ongoing conversation about what's happening in culture. For instance, one of my daughters, I have two kids at a charter school. One of my kids, my middle daughter, got completely fed up with charter school rules, and she's at a public school this year.
There you go.
And one of her friends there is gay. And so we talk about homosexuality and as it relates to the media, as it relates to entertainment and what our culture is saying, we just have an ongoing dialogue about that. And so I think even though sometimes on those tough subjects, we want to get in and out quickly, it's not one and done. It's an ongoing conversation. And the other day we were driving home and just out of the blue, she said, Dad, what's the big deal about porn and why do guys like it so much? And I'm like, whoa, oh, man, I am so glad you asked that question.
Yeah.
Because we just continue to have it. So I think even though sometimes those questions are uncomfortable, when we get more comfortable with just having it on an ongoing basis, our kids know they can trust us, that we're not going to just drop the hammer on them, and that we're interested in shaping their understanding. So as it relates to entertainment, you know, we're talking about that as we're watching things, as we're engaging with things. What are you seeing? What are you connecting with? What do you think about that?
Yeah.
How does that compare with what we believe? So that ongoing engagement, it fosters relationship and conversation and trust so that our kids can come to us.
That's great. And assuming that you're doing a good job at that, being engaged, being intentional, where do you, or maybe at Plugged In, how do you help people understand where the boundaries should be as Christian parents? Like, hey, I know we're talking about things, but you still shouldn't watch X, or you still shouldn't be on this site. How do you walk that maybe with your kids, or how do you tell parents to do that?
Well, I think when our kids are younger, you know, our primary our primary stance is there's just a lot of things we're not gonna watch, we're not gonna engage with because they're not appropriate. And I think as our kids get into their teenage years, we're giving them more freedom to make some decisions. And for example, I'm going to just get really honest right now. My son is 17, almost 18. He's going to college. And I guess it was last year, so he would have been 16. He said, Dad, can I go see Cocaine Bear? This is a dumb movie about a bear that gets into cocaine and kills a bunch of people. This is a movie custom made for teenage boys, right?
Yes, it is.
And I said, okay, well, let's look at Plugged In. And we looked at it, and it was, you know, mostly just dumb violence. I'm like, okay, I'm going to say yes to this. And he said, well, good, I already bought a ticket. I'm like, all right, good talk, right? and it's not my favorite, but I was a teenage boy, right? I know. Mm-hmm. And so I said yes to that. About the same time, he said, you know what? A bunch of my friends are going to watch the movie American Psycho, and they're all going to dress up and put a tuxedo on to watch this R-rated movie from about 20 years ago. And I said, you know what? But I love that your friends are creatively engaging with each other and with media. That's neat. But this is a movie that has so much sexual content and violence and profanity and a nihilistic approach that I said, I don't want you seeing that movie. And I think I need to say no to that one. And he was, you know, momentarily crestfallen. He's like, yeah, you're probably right. I wondered about that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that when we pick our battles, the reality is it's messy. In a perfect world, I wouldn't have greenlit Cocaine Bear either. But I'm just being totally honest about, okay, what's the content? How's it going to affect my kids? And especially when it comes to extreme sexual content, they're not going there, right? Even if the rest of their friends are. And I have an ongoing conversation with my son about pornography, about what his friends are seeing, about what the messages and ideas are that he's receiving. And so again, when we begin to give them more freedom, even if it's not perfect, I think that gives us capital as parents when we still need to say no. And maybe when he goes to college and he's on his own and there's something like that pops up, he'll remember, you know, Dad said no to this for a reason. Maybe I need to think through that and own that myself, you know?
That's good. That's good. Adam, let me close here with just a minute or two. I know we could talk for an hour about the question I'm about to ask you, but for the parent who doesn't know what their kid's doing on their phone, just giving them their phone is doing this, but hears this and goes, you know what? I need to walk that back. How do you go back? How do you walk that back and start to have some intentionality when maybe you haven't this whole time?
Well, I think it depends a little bit on how old they are. I think the older they are, the more complex that conversation is. I think if you got your 10-year-old a phone or 11-year-old, you just say, you know what, we're going to put some boundaries back in place on where we're using it, how long we're using it, and what you're watching. And, you know, I think the younger they are, you may get some foot stomping temper tantrums, but you just walk it back. You be the parent. right?
Right.
I think if they've been on it for a while and you feel like it's out of control, then it becomes more of, you know, I've noticed our family, we're on our screens so much, and I'm wondering if that's the best way for us to spend our time and the resources God has given us. What would you think about having a conversation just as a family about what our family standards should be here? So we're giving them ownership. We're inviting them into that conversation. And frankly, so many parents are on their phones so much that we need to walk it back too. And so it becomes a whole family conversation, Brian.
Yeah, that's the part of the conversation I don't like.
Exactly.
That's the one. That's the one. Well, Adam Holt, he's the director at Plugged In over at Focus on the Family. I would encourage you guys to go check out Plugged In at Focus on the Family. Adam, we love having you on, man. Thanks for doing this.
Ryan, love being on. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're listening to The Common Good. AIM 1160, hope for your life.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.